Evening, guys. Great to see you all. Now, I want to ask you guys a question, have a quick poll. Okay, quick poll, hands up. Who here did debating when they were at school? You tried. Debating, I did it at school and I loved it, right? Because I got to get out of class for a couple of hours each week. It was pretty fun. But, you know, it was pretty fun. You got to be out the front and, like, talk to people and all that, doing those things. But I wonder if you were in a debate and this was the topic, what you would argue. The Bible's rules are made to be broken. Yes or no? Yes or no? It's a tough one, hey? Maybe people on the yes side, the Bible's rules are made to be broken. You'd say, oh, you know, well, the Old Testament law, we don't need to follow that anymore because Jesus fulfilled it. And besides, even if we don't, Jesus forgives us anyway. It's not relevant, all that kind of thing. Or maybe you're on the no side, the Bible's rules aren't made to be broken. And you might say, well, you know, God says me to obey the rules, follow him. Maybe some of you even think obeying the rules is how you get to heaven, how you make God happy. Well, this is the question we're going to answer tonight, okay? Are the Bible's rules made to be broken? So we're going to turn to our verse now. So look down at it if you've got it there. We're going to work through it a bit slower. If not, it's up on the screen here for you. The law was our guardian until Christ came that we might be justified by faith. So first of all, the law. What's that talking about? Well, it's referring to the law that God gave his people. It's found in the first five books of the Bible. Okay, so it's a lot of laws, really. There's laws about, well, there's the Ten Commandments. Everyone knows that bit. But there's also, you know, there's other laws like about priests and worship. There's laws about celebrations, there's laws about sacrifices, everyday law. There's heaps of five books worth of law. It's pretty full on there. Now, Paul says this law was our guardian. Now, how's the law like a guardian? Well, the main thing we're going to take away from tonight about it being the guardian is it's only meant to be temporary, okay? A guardian is there to help raise a child until they're old enough to take care of themselves, responsible for themselves. And that's what the law is like. Okay, the law was our guardian. It was only meant to be temporary. God kind of didn't give it, expecting it to be plan A, and then it didn't work. So we thought, oh no, Jesus, can you just go down there and fix that for me? I kind of made a bit of a blue there. That's not it at all, okay? The law was only meant to be temporary. The law was our guardian until Christ came. Christ came at first as a baby, grew up to be a man, and he was God's Messiah, God's chosen king. And when he was on the earth, he said really radical stuff like this. Ready? Have a read. He said, do not think I've come to abolish the law. I've not come to abolish it, but to fulfill it. So Jesus came to fulfill the law. But hang on, why does Jesus need to fulfill the law? Why does he need to fulfill the law? Well, the reason is, in the next part of the verse, which is about that we might be justified. Now, justified, it's not a word we use commonly every day. An easy way to remember it, though, is this. Justified means just as if I'd never sinned. See what it is there? Just as if I'd never sinned. See, the Bible says that all of us have sinned. We've rejected God and turned away from him. And for that, we deserve God's judgment, which is obviously going to be pretty bad because it's God, right? But here it says, if we're justified, it means just as if we'd never sinned. So it means that God is no longer angry with us. He's not going to judge us if we're justified, if it's just as if we'd never sinned. So this is what we want to be, right? We want to be justified so we don't get judged. But how do we do that? Well, the verse goes on. By faith. By faith in Jesus, not in what we've done. And this is a big point here, guys, by faith, not by what we've done. Now, I'm going to show this how important this point is, right? By imagining if Jesus hadn't come. Okay, let's imagine what this verse would say if Jesus hadn't come. I reckon it would say something like this. It would say, the law is our guardian that we might be justified by works. Works, what we do. Now guys, if there's one thing the law showed God's people, it's that we can't work for our salvation. If we're left to our own devices, left to try and be justified by our own works, we're not going to make it. We just don't cut it, no matter how much we try. But guys, the good news is that Christ did come. And so now the verse reads like that. The law was our guardian until Christ came that we might be justified by faith. Okay, nothing we do, none of our works, no rules we can follow that will make God like us more, that will justify us. Okay, it's only through faith in what Jesus has done. I can't stress this anymore, guys. So, let's go back to our debate. Okay, back to our debate. What have we just learned? Okay, which side would you argue now? Would you argue the yes side or the no side? It's still tough. I don't know. But I think one thing we can take away at the moment, okay, is that no one can ever say, following the Bible's rules gets me to heaven. No one can ever say that. Okay, the verse makes it really clear. We are justified, we're saved by faith through Jesus. Okay, there's nothing we can do to be justified, to be saved. But does that mean that the Bible's rules are made to be broken? If we're justified by faith, does that mean what we do doesn't matter? Does that mean we can just do whatever we want now? Are they made to be broken? Ooh, let me read a verse for you, okay? It's in Galatians chapter 5. You might have it there. It's like the next page over. Galatians 5 verse 1. It's on the screen if you don't have it. This is Paul writing. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. What he means by the yoke of slavery is don't be burdened again by needing to follow all the rules of the law. So that sounds to me like it's a yes. The Bible's rules are made to be broken. We're free. Now before people start thinking, yes, I'm free. I can do what I want. Yeah. Let me read to you some more verses from Galatians 5. Go down to verse 13 now. It says this. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, to indulge your sinful desires. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbour as yourself. See, guys, we've been set free from rules, from the law, to do what? What we want? No. What Paul's saying here is we're set free to love. Okay, that's what we're meant to do now. This loving fulfills all the law. Now, what this means is, you know, some of the people who were thinking, yes, I'm free, I can do what I want, are now probably thinking, what? I'm not free at all. What are you talking about, Josh? Serving each other humbly in love? That's not freedom. Well, it is. And I'm going to give you an example to show you why it is freedom, okay? True freedom, in fact. By thinking about crossing the road. Okay, who here knows how to cross the road? Hands up. Very good. Oh, Pete, I'm glad you know how to cross the road, mate. Good on ya. Now, everyone has to learn somehow how to cross the road, okay? Now, what are the rules when you're a kid about crossing the road? Maybe Lizzie, Jonathan, Isaac, you guys can help me here. What do you got to do, Isaac, to cross the road? What do you need to do first? Look for the cars coming. That's a very important one. You need to have your parent with you or a guardian with you. You need to hold their hand. You need to stop before you cross the road. Look both ways. Check with cars coming. And then walk across in a straight line. Okay, that is how you cross the road. That's how you're taught to cross the road. But me, I don't cross the road like that anymore. When I cross the road now, I sometimes don't stop before I cross the road. If I can look and see that no car's coming, I'll just cross it straight away. Sometimes I'll run across the road. Sometimes I'll even cross the road in a diagonal way. Shh, don't tell Hixie. Don't tell him, okay? Because I'm now free from the guardian who would help me cross the road. I'm free to cross the road, okay? But does that mean I now use my freedom to stop in the middle of the road, do a dance, do some push-ups, play chicken with the oncoming cars? Definitely not, okay? It would be a very dangerous thing. It would not be good. See, that's not freedom, is it? That's just dangerous to me and everyone around me. Now let's apply this illustration now to the Bible, okay? I'm set free from sin, and I'm set free from the law. I'm set free from the guardian. I'm not constrained by these things anymore. I'm justified by faith through Jesus. But does that mean I'm now free to just do what I want? No, it's not. I'm free to love. I'm free to serve other people, not to do my own thing, not to live selfishly, follow my sinful desires. Guys, that's exactly what put Jesus on the cross in the first place. No, we're not free to do that. We are set free from sin, set free from rules of the law to love one another and serve one another. So guys, as we finish up now, let's turn back to our debate, okay? The Bible's rules are made to be broken. Which side would you argue now? It's not exactly a straightforward yes or no answer, I think. It's a bit of a tough one, and we don't have all the time in the world to go into the details of how it works out practically. It's a massive topic, guys. But I think we've learnt two things tonight, okay? Number one, we cannot use rules as a way to get to heaven. See, nothing we do can save us, okay? We are only justified by faith through Jesus. That's number one. Number two, through Jesus, we are set free from law and rules so that we might love each other. Not so I can do my own thing, not so I can live selfishly, so I can love and serve other people. When we think about what we should be doing in our lives, we no longer think, oh, am I allowed to do this because I might break a rule? That's not how we should think now. We should be thinking, is what I'm doing going to be loving to who I'm around, to other people? How can I serve other people? That's what Jesus calls us to do now, guys. So let's keep chatting about this at supper because it's, yeah, how this works out practically is, you know, a massive topic. So, you know, keep chatting about it. Maybe think about some different things in life, whether it's, you know, alcohol, driving, marriage, family. Think about how it applies to all these different things. So how about I pray for us now and thank God, though, that he sent Jesus, because that's a pretty great thing. Father, thank you so much that I'm not justified, that we are not justified by what we do, Lord. Thank you so much that you sent Jesus, so that now we are justified by what he has done by faith. Thank you so much. We praise you so much, Father. And help us now to not use our freedom or abuse our freedom and do what we want. Help us to love one another and love you most of all. Amen.